Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Now, your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. I've got something I want to talk about today that we'll get a little news to, but I've been thinking about this. You know, my number four son, when he was really little, he'd look like he was, you know, you wondered what he was doing. You know, I said, what are you doing? He says, oh, I'm just thinking about things. And he was only 3 or 4 years old. But, you know, that has never gone away. We still say, well, I'm just thinking about things. And so I have been. And I'm going to throw it out there just before my prayer. Uniquely American. Stop and think about that. Uniquely American. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. For such a time as this, most gracious Heavenly Father, I come with you with a heart that is searching and asking, may we be your peculiar people, unique. May we be your beacons of your love and your grace, bringing hope to the world and, Father, mercy to the world, to the lost world. May we use your wisdom. Equip us in such a way, Father. And may we exercise discernment. And Father, may we be willing to follow your heart and be forgiving people. We beg, Father, for your forgiveness of our sins, our personal sins, and Father, for the sins of our nation. We are worried, Father, about the future generations here and what is going to happen to them if freedom is removed. It is for such a time as this. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Well, before I get started on some of this, today is Thomas Jefferson Day, because it's his birthday. April 13th honors the birth of the third president of the United States, Thomas Jefferson. He was born in April 13th of 1743. He probably had a few Friday the 13th birthdays, didn't he? Mostly known as the primary author of the Declaration of Independence, Jefferson was a steward of democracy. While not much of an orator, his pen cut quite a swath of ink through correspondence, documents, journals, and manuscripts. I also read one time, it's not in that particular thing, that he played the violin. And he suffered from migraines and some depression because of that, and he would pick up his violin to soothe his own soul. And I thought that was kind of unique. Unique to America, Thomas Jefferson. So, what is or was unique to America? First things I wrote down were baseball, cowboys, the light bulb. Real football, not that other stuff. What about the first car? We always talk about the Ford. It says the year of 1886 is regarded as the birth of the year of the car, when a German inventor, Carl Benz, patented his Benz patent motor wagon. Cars became widely available in the early 20th century, though. One of the first cars accessible to the masses was the 1908 Model T, an American car manufactured by the Ford Motor Company. So Benz may have been first, but America brought it to equality, and everyone could afford it, not just the elites, if you'll remember that about Henry Ford. There's 13 foods that are born in America. And this is, I got this from Audrey Gordon. She writes for, I guess, the Chicago Tribune, but it was back in the 2017. Pecan pie. Did you know that? It's native of North America. There are claims that the pie started in New Orleans and Alabama, but the fact remains, it's a tasty dessert that is all American. Chocolate chip cookies. Guess who that was? Your grandma's favorite food to feed you was invented by a chef, Ruth Graves Wakefield, in 1938 when she owned the Toll House Inn. S'mores. The first published recipe for s'mores was in 1927 in the Girl Scouts book. Credit for the invention of the campfire treat is given to Loretta Scott Crew, who is said to have made them for the Girl Scouts. Lobster roll. Now, I've never had a lobster roll. Have you, Rudy?
Yes.
Okay. Do you prefer yours Maine style with mayo or Connecticut style with butter? Either way, the fresh meal was invented in New England, which is America. Corn dogs. We kind of laugh about the State Fair corn dogs around here, but the origin of this battered hot dog on a stick is from America. They say it might have been even started in Springfield, Illinois. There's a Springfield everywhere, you know, but this was Springfield, Illinois. Some say the Texas State Fair, and some say the Minnesota State Fair. Brownies.
Ooh.
Do you jump for the edges or the middle?
Edges.
Edges, that's me too. The edges. I like the corner piece. I like the chew, yes. The brownie is said to have been created in our own Chicago by a socialite whose husband owned the Palmer House Hotel. The treat was to serve as a boxed lunch dessert for women attending the World's Columbian Exposition. Here's one. It's a staple in the house these days, ranch dressing. If you're American, particularly Midwestern, you know that ranch dressing is more than a condiment. It is a necessity. The delicious dressing was made on a dude ranch in California in 1954.
Thank goodness.
Deep dish pizza. Okay. Though the restaurant of origin is often contested, Chicago-style deep dish pizza was first introduced in the Windy City. A Philly cheesesteak. Philadelphians Pat and Harry Oliveri are credited with the creators as the creators of the cheesesteak. According to legend, hot dog vendor Pat threw some beef on the grill, attracting the attention of a taxi driver who ordered a steak sandwich. And thus it began. And here's one. And I think these are good, but it's hard to find good ones anymore. They used to be my preference over French fries. Tater tots. Give us some of our tater tots and we'll be happy. Orida founders in Oregon invented the tiny potato treasures when searching for a way to use their leftover shreds of cut up potatoes. So that's food, but 16 things you'll find in America. And this is coming from a culture tip. And it was written in 2018. Every country has its own unique features, she says. This is coming from a Julia Kouochi. And the United States is no exception. From the good, like showing enthusiasm for college sports, yeah, that gets pretty rad. That gets pretty rad, I guess you could say. To the bad, think drug advertisements, approved by the FDA. That was my little addition there. To the ugly, we're looking at you with spray cheese. I've never been a fan of spray cheese, and I've seen people just spray it right into their mouth, and it just makes me gag. Not my thing. But there are 16 things we're going to share. Now, I wanted to make this kind of fun to begin with, but as the show goes on, we're going to get just a little bit more serious about what is truly unique about America. And is America unique anymore? What happened to that American exceptionalism? We're told now that that was a bad thing, but it wasn't. So we're going to talk about that, and we're going to get to some news as well. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I believe you are unique. God made you special, and we'll be right back. You can look for the silver lining, or you can strengthen your portfolio with gold and silver. Optimism is planning for your own financial future. Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading has been watching our economy and the banksters for well over 20 years. The U.S. has an unsustainable debt. While the timing of a collapse cannot be predicted, we know the proverbial straw that breaks the camel's back weighs heavier and heavier with each new stimulus and omnibus bill. Because of our debt and the lack of solid backing, those fiat dollars in your pocket continue to deflate in value. However, gold stays true, true wealth. Give Melody Cederstrom a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Discount Gold and Silver Trading for all your precious metal needs. And join Melody weekday afternoons at 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Financial Survival Radio. Visit DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com. Daniel Turner, founder and executive director of Power the Future, agrees that America is blessed with an abundance of reliable energy sources. Our natural resources are the lifeblood of our nation and have made our nation prosperous. Rural America is the heart of production in this nation. Our food, manufacturing, trucking, and yes, our energy. Power the Future promotes jobs in rural America, specifically our energy jobs. These jobs are all under attack. Wealthy radicals like Tom Steyer's and George Soros promised to break the nation's energy independence. Their beloved Green New Deal attacks all that is good in this nation. Our food, our land, our jobs, our families, and of course, our gassy cows. Power the Future is fighting for you, rural America. Join them. Visit PowerTheFuture.com. See the latest news and donate to those who are fighting for you. PowerTheFuture.com. Power the Future is fighting to keep America's lights on. Experts across America are gathering to stop the largest federal land grab our nation has ever faced. It's the Stop 30 by 30 Summit in Lincoln, Nebraska on April 22nd. Hosted by Governor Pete Ricketts, presented by American Stewards of Liberty, John Adams said, "Property must be secured or liberty cannot exist." Private property rights are an essential part of the foundation of America. Find out how to protect your rights by attending the Stop 30 by 30 Summit on April 22nd in Lincoln, Nebraska at the Graduate Hotel. Register at AmericanStewards.us. Early registration receives a discount. Stop 30 by 30 Summit. Help save our country. April 22nd at the Graduate Hotel in Lincoln, Nebraska. Register now at AmericanStewards.us. That's AmericanStewards.us. And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. The topic of today's show is unique in America. What is uniquely American? Well, these are some more fun things. And the obsession with college sports. That's got to be a big business, you know. But only in America will thousands of people gather to watch students play a game, often organizing tailgating every prior even events prior to the game and watching high-profile interviews with the athletes afterwards. You know, even with the pros, you know, I never get that because they want to watch all the commentaries, what everybody has to say. Drug advertisements, along with New Zealand, it says, America is one of the only two countries that show advertisements for drug products on television. And this means rather than a doctor instructing their patient on what medicines to be taken, Americans could go and ask their medical professionals about specific brands. I don't appreciate the drug commercials. And I don't appreciate all the warnings on them. I guess we should appreciate the warnings. But then you have to add, it's approved by the FDA. There's something wrong with that picture as far as I'm concerned. Excessive patriotism. Well, I'm not sure that's the correct way it's going today. But in the U.S., residents are proud to be American, a point that they make clear by singing the national anthem before sports events, having school children pledge their allegiance to the flag, and posting flags outside their homes and even on their cars. Understandably, this excessive patriotism can strike some non-natives as bizarre at best and creepy at worst. Well, now we find some of our own that are, they're threatened by it, and they're just so silly. Same day online delivery. From, it says, for some far-flung countries, the concept of quick online delivery is no more than a myth. But in America, almost anything, if you pay enough, can be ordered online and delivered in one or two business days. That's if the U.S. Postal Service doesn't lose it. As if the convenience is hard enough to fathom, some companies offer same-day delivery service in certain U.S. states. Sprach sounds like. Talked about this one before we went into the break. Exactly what it sounds like. It's in a can. It's aerosol can, and you spray the cheese on the product or the on whatever you want to do. It's like whipped cream sprays and stuff. It says, in great news for the rest of the world, it can only be found in America. That's true, because I don't like it. 24-hour stores. Convenience is king in America, making the country's 24-hour stores and drive-thrus royalty round these parts. It's only in America that we have no patience to wait. So we have to have 24-hour stores and same-day delivery. Whether you're looking for an ATM grocery, he says, or even a drive, an ATM or groceries, or even a drive-through wedding chapel, really, America is open for business 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. This is one that I was kind of surprised about. White bread. Tourists are in for a treat or shock when tasting white bread for the first time. The American invention is sweeter than other breads and has been likened by non-natives to cake. For Americans, a sandwich featuring white bread is rather plain meal, but for tourists, it's uniquely culinary experience worth trying for yourself. Now, I like white bread, because I was raised up on white bread. But, you know, they tell us that's not good for us, and now we're supposed to have whole wheat or whatever, other kind of brown bread or what. I do love rye bread. But how are you as a greeting? How are you? Visitors may be taken back when everyone from checkout people and sales clerks has asked, how are you? Confusingly, Americans use the phrase as a way to say hello rather than an actual inquiry into the state of your well-being. They don't really want you to answer, how are you? But sometimes we ask the wrong person, don't we, Rudy? And you'll get, a 30 minute or an hour telling you just exactly how they are. Pets as children. Now, pets have a special place in many cultures. Of course, some of them eat them. But only in America are the furry little animals treated like members of the family. And here it is that the pet industry includes daycares, clothing, and spas for your pets. Doggy bags. You've heard about, I don't ever give it to the animal, I usually eat it at home myself, but the leftovers. You've heard about America's legendary food portions, but what's less widely known about it is the concept of the doggy bags. When served a big enough or for two meal, many Americans don't actually polish off their plate. Instead, they'll be given a doggy bag or a takeaway container to take their leftover home. As portion sizes are generally more manageable outside of the U.S., this concept doesn't exist in other countries. Indulgent food combos. Speaking of food, Americans are known for their indulgent food combinations. Think ice cream and soda floats, peanut butter, banana and bacon sandwiches. I like pickle and peanut butter sandwiches myself. And marshmallow-topped sweet potatoes. Yep, that's pretty yummy. Gotta have some brown sugar in there, too. Needless to say, you won't find many of these bizarre concoctions outside of the United States. 169 million unused vacations. It says Business Insider reported that in 2013, Americans squandered a whopping 169 million vacation days. Americans didn't take a single day off. This is difficult to understand for anyone, but especially for tourists coming from countries with a healthier work-life balance. Confusing coins. Now, we should bring this up when we have Melody on. Confusing coins. For a country so obsessed with wealth, America has one of the most confusing currencies in the world. Here, coins are called by arbitrary nicknames rather than by their numeric denomination and have sizes which are incongruous to their values. Like a nickel is worth less than a dime, but a nickel is bigger than a dime. And it goes on and on. throwing peanut scraps on the floor. This is a tough one to explain. In certain settings in America, such as baseball games and themed restaurants, it's customary to throw one's peanut casings on the floor. There's no reason behind the practice. It just baffles everyone who is a native, that is not a native. They're from somewhere else, tourists. I find it a little bit hard to accept. I have done it. But when they have peanut days at Orslin's, they used to have peanut days. And there are some restaurants that we go to, and that's why some of my grandchildren love them, because they can just throw their peanuts on the floor. But I carry a purse. Well, you can't put the purse on your floor. and if you hang it on your chair, it still might get a peanut shell in it. I don't know. But anyway, that's not my favorite thing. But
sometimes
people are very open to it.
Yeah, sometimes when I do that, I feel like indulgent, like, wow, somebody else is going to clean up after me.
That's you feel cool. Like you're one of the elite?
Yeah, and other
Here,
times.
Clean this up.
Yeah, really. And sometimes when I do it, I just feel like a slob. But I don't know what the difference is there. But.
All right. American Black Friday. While many countries acknowledge Black Friday, the shopping holiday taking place the day after Thanksgiving in the U.S. is Black Friday, only exists here. Unsurprisingly, Black Friday has become bigger than the national holiday, which precedes it, meaning Thanksgiving. You know, and it's also turned into Cyber Monday now, because, you know, one crazy shopping day isn't enough in America.
Something happens on Tuesday after Cyber Monday now, but what is it?
I don't know. I don't ever do those shopping things. Yeah. I seriously don't. I can't stand the crowds and the fighting and the arguing, and I certainly don't want to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning to stand outside a store. So
maybe somebody on Facebook can enlighten us, because I know there's something on Tuesday now. But
perhaps. Tipping. No, we're not talking about cow tipping. That's a different kind of tipping altogether, and that's probably unique to America as well. It says in many European countries, tipping is not common practice. On this side of the Atlantic, however, tips are expected, but not often explained. Well, I disagree with that, because they do say you should give at least a 10 to 15% tip. And they will automatically put that tip on there if it's a large enough group. But that is a particularly unique to America. Now, while these are all a lot of fun to talk about and to remember, there are some serious things. What truly once made America unique? More so than all other nations. There was a time when America didn't look like all the other nations, and we didn't think like the other nations. We had that patriotism. We saw ourselves as sovereign citizens, and our states as sovereign states, set apart. Unlike other countries, we were unique in our freedom and our independence. And that's the way we thought about it. I hear the music. We're heading into a break. But I want you to write it down, just an exercise. What do you think makes America unique? And we'll be right back. Familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. Liberty Tabletop brings liberty to your table. For those of you who want to display your patriot hearts, set your table with Liberty, the new patriotic flatware pattern by Liberty Tabletop. Your dining table sets the mood for the American family and the American dream. Liberty honors our fallen heroes, the Liberty Bell, We the People with Stars and Stripes, our American Eagle, and the Statue of Liberty. Each piece of the Liberty flatware pattern is an art with elegance, high-quality work, and high-quality 1810 stainless American steel. Each piece is unique while conveying the same patriotic message, Liberty for all, and we love America. Order your set now and a set as a gift for a special patriot in your life. Liberty Tabletop brings liberty home to your table. Use the promo code Bethann and receive a discount. LibertyTabletop.com or call them 844-386-2338. Hi, this is Beth Ann. The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt so soft in the store, but then when you got it home and tried to use it, it wasn't absorbent at all? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually will dry you. They're debuting the MyPillow six-piece towel set that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can buy one and get one free with the promo code BethAnn. Go to MyPillow.com now and click on the Radio Listener Special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty with their 60-day money-back guarantee. To get your buy one, get one free MyPillow towel set, go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and enter promo code BethAnn, or call 1-800-978-6168. That's MyPillow.com, and the promo code is BethAnn.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're talking about unique in America. What is uniquely American? It's, we talked about some fun things in the first half of the show, but we're going to get serious now. American exceptionalism. It says it's the idea that the United States is inherently different from other nations. Its proponents argue that the values of political system and historical development of the United States are unique in human history, often with the implication that the country is both destined and entitled to play a distinct and positive role on the world stage. Well, once upon a time we did, didn't we? Think about it. What does make America unique or Americans exceptional? I was just writing some things down, just thinking about things. Number one, adventurers they were, our ancestors. They traveled to a great unknown, never to see their families again. People today don't even want to leave their hometown or their state. And that's not a bad thing, meaning me, we like to stay connected with our loved ones. Forging a land that was nothing but wilderness and establishing farms and businesses to make a living. You know the story. Many died the first years. What about freedom of religion? Our ancestors were restricted in their faith, and they wanted to establish their homes and their practice, their faith, as they saw fit. Freedom of religion was one thing, a very important reason for their escape from the motherland. They wanted to practice their faith as they believed and not how the king told them they must. Of course, we know later he was still trying to tell them how they could preach in the pulpits. And Patrick Henry's great speech, "Give me liberty and give me death," came after watching a pastor, a minister, who was whipped to death because he would not take a license from that king. You see, a Christian nation was what they wanted, and we were founded on that. No matter what Obama or others will tell you, the founding fathers wanted government out of the church, but believed men of faith and integrity should be in government. The opposite of today is true, especially in the Democrat Party. Scotty Scheffler and Franklin Graham, I have a story here. As you all know, he just won the, golf tournament?
The Masters.
The Masters. You know, I don't watch golf, can you tell? But he gave credit to the Lord, and he said he plays golf so that he can glorify the Lord. Christianity is for everyone, but we should not be afraid to speak out about it and share our faith in the United States of America. Freedom of speech. Americans fought a war against a tyrannical king of Great Britain, and we won. It was an impossible war, but somehow we did it. Our leaders at that time believed in freedom, being an independent nation and people. The king allowed no speaking out. We recently saw great persecution in Canada with their truckers who were protesting, exercising freedom to protest. But the truth of it was, Canada doesn't have that freedom. They don't have freedom to protest. We do here, even if we have those who refuse to listen to opposing opinions. As we discussed this morning in the office, Rudy mentioned we used to be able to say, but can we anymore, that elections and the smooth transition of power was kind of unique to America. But that has changed, unfortunately. In this regard, we now look no different than other third world countries. That First Amendment provides that Congress make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting its free exercise. It protects freedom of speech, the press, freedom to assembly, and the right to petition the government of redresses of grievances. What about the right to bear arms, that Second Amendment? That is uniquely America. It's totally American. Because of the Bill of Rights and the Founding Fathers, they knew it would always be necessary to protect yourselves, not from Bambi, but from government. The egos of the men and the women to want and keep power over we the people. It isn't for hunting, my friends. And the officials know it. And that's why they want to control it. Land ownership. As our ancestors came from Europe, where there was social status, class, you were either born with money and royalty, or you were not. The royals and the elites were the rich ones, born rich and stay that way, but the peasants, all others, were doomed to stay in the class for which they were born, poor and working for the elite, never to own their own land or property. That's why many came to America and still do, because it is the land of opportunity, equality. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal and they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. No other country has that. That's our Declaration of Independence, my friends. Land. So great, moreover, is the regard of the land for private property that it is not, that it will not authorize the least violation of it. No, not even for the general good of the whole community. That's for you, AOC and Bernie Sanders. Sir William Blackstone said that in 1783. Thomas Jefferson, whenever there is any country uncultivated land, unemployed, poor, it is clear that the laws of property have been so far expended as to violate natural rights. And John Adams, he said, property must be secured or liberty cannot exist. I believe our Bill of Rights is unique in America because it actually confirms that the power belongs to the people. And these things must not be infringed upon. It confines and limits government, particularly federal government. But have we lost that uniqueness? Are we no longer deserving of the grand title of American exceptionalism? We practice barbarism in the United States. We have abortion. That is, it's not enough to have to kill the unborn. Now they're wanting to take children up to a month old. Just let them die. Barbaric. It's barbaric. Why? That's not equality. That's selfishness. And greed. Because they do it for profit, my friends. Mental illness is considered normal rights now. We're being told all kinds of crazy things about the perverts. They have more rights than you if the Democrat Party had their way. I got a newsflash for the Democrat Party. The perverts are not in the majority. But they're trying to make sure that they are by raising your children that way. Borders open wide for a massive invasion. We don't look any different than other nations. Of course, there are other nations that don't do that. But we're bringing in murderers. We're bringing in drugs. We're killing our own. Human trafficking, sex trafficking, gangs, diseases. Is America still unique? What about that American exceptionalism? What about that? You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and we'll be right back.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. For the longest time, I've wanted to come out with the world's most comfortable bed sheets. But up until now, I haven't been able to find anything that held up to my high standards. I finally found the best cotton in the world in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all come together to create the ideal weather conditions for growing cotton. My new Giza Dream bed sheets are made with this long staple cotton, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
The Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products, they come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can get your very own by calling 1-800-978-6168 and use the promo code BethAnn to get 30% off plus free shipping.
Rachel Campos Duffy is coming to Columbia for Vitae Foundation's annual pro-life event. An author and TV personality, Rachel is highly sought after for her unique views on politics, culture, and parenting. Rachel is the newest co-host of Fox and Friends Weekend and frequent guest on The Today Show and The View. Rachel and her husband, former Congressman Sean Duffy, recently welcomed the birth of their daughter, Valentina, despite her Down syndrome diagnosis. Rachel supports Vitae's pro-woman approach, which effectively reaches women facing unexpected pregnancies with life-saving resources. Come see Rachel Campos Duffy at Vitae's pro-life event on Tuesday, April 26th at the Stony Creek Hotel and Convention Center in Columbia, Missouri. Register for this important dinner event before April 15th at adsforlife.org. That's adsforlife.org.
Have you ever checked to see how many minerals are in the nutritional products that you take? Not many if they come from fruits and vegetables that do not average more than 12 minerals due to mineral depletion in topsoil. Minerals are the key to good health and longevity, and you need lots of them. A product called Immuno 150 is only $49.95 for a month's supply, and it has 70 plant minerals and 80 other nutrients. There is nothing like it on the market. Now, more than ever, you need to supercharge your immune system, and to do that, you need at least 60 minerals every day. Immuno 150 has more than 70 minerals. Visit Immuno150.com. That is IMMUNO150.com or call 888-316-2224. That's 888-316-2224.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio, uniquely American. American exceptionalism. Have we lost it, my friends? Have we lost it? When we were going into the break, I talked a little bit about abortion, and I talked some about the immigration issues, too. Recently, we've had a couple of governors in the red states that are a little bit concerned about the sneaky White House that's dropping immigrants into their towns and their states. Well, recently now, fighting back, Governor Abbott of Texas has promises made, promises kept. He's bust a load of illegal immigrants into D.C. and dropped them off there. Now, I don't know if they gave them, you know, a couple hundred dollars to at least get some food or if they just dropped them off. I don't know what they did, but that's what they did. You know, it says in this article that I have that Texans demand and deserve an aggressive, comprehensive strategy to secure our border. We have that. All Americans deserve that, not just Texans. I know they're getting hit hard because they're on the border. But the fact is, we're being run by illegal politicians. They are breaking the law. We have federal laws to keep this from happening. We have aggressive laws. They just refuse to allow them to be implemented. That seems to me that that ought to be able to go to court and say, listen, this is the law. Biden, Pelosi, Kamala, and all those other people, they're not obeying the law. They're breaking it. What do you think, Rudy? He got up. He stood up. I don't know if he was going to clap or what. But
I was just going to say, somebody needs to say, you're arrested to those folks.
Absolutely.
Call them to jail.
Citizens arrest. Citizens arrest. You know? And on abortion, my friends, what are we? You know, we've got an Oklahoma governor, and he states, he signs this bill marking abortion at all stages a felony. And that's a good thing. That's a good thing. But then we go on down here, and the California bill that they're doing is opening up more abortions and the killing of babies, even up to 1 month old. It says here that the Idaho Supreme Court puts heartbeat bill on hold for now. Maryland Democrat overrides the governor's veto. The Democrats in their legislature there, they override the governor's veto to enact a bill to let non-doctors perform abortions. Why would they even consider this? A non-doctor to perform an abortion. Isn't that what old Kennedy stood up and said, they're going to go back to the alleys with the coat hangers, so now we've got non-doctors doing it. See, it doesn't matter about the woman, the mother. You don't see a man have an abortion, folks. I'm just telling you. That doesn't happen. And Biden has given $1 billion to the Taliban-controlled Afghanistan. Barbaric. Mental illness. Abortion. The killing of the unborn. They want to kill the old people. I'm getting there close, you know. They may want to euthanize me one day. Those who are in charge believe themselves to be above you, superior over you and me. But my dear friends, I'm here to tell you right now, all of you brothers and sisters, they are wrong. I say this to you. Grasp and embrace your inner patriotism and know that you truly are exceptional. God has made each and every one of us unique. But America, when it came to be, way, way back then, was unique. It was a unique concept for men and women to rule themselves instead of being ruled by kings, dictators, which is what they want now, to own their own land. And that is the opposite of what AOC and Kamala and the Democrats want, all of those pushing socialism. They want the government to own all the land. We need to fight it. We need to fight what they want to take away. Because maybe you're like me, you're old enough, it's not going to affect your life a whole lot. But what about your children? What about your grandchildren? Will they be able to own land, or will they become serfs to the government? That's what they want. We're this close to being there now. This close, as Smart would say. Grasp and embrace your inner patriotism. It is not evil, as we have been told. It is not wrong to fly the flag, to salute. It's good. Be proud of this nation. We truly are unique. Perhaps we've lost our way. We were once looked to for wisdom by the world. But now we are scoffed at and laughed at. We got a president that gets up and makes a speech with bird poop on his shoulder. Why didn't he just take the jacket off? I'd have preferred that. Many hated us once for our freedom and independence. Yet, those same haters, they wanted it. They wanted what America had. I say to you to put God first. Look to His word and His ways. When we were in the Revolutionary War, it is said that they prayed each and every day at Independence Hall. This quote is attributed to Tocqueville, but I'm unsure who really said it. If you look on the World Wide Web, it'll tell you one thing and then another. But America is great because America is good. If America stops being good, it will stop being great. We stopped being great when we started killing our babies. When we started booing God at party conventions at the Democrats. Then he goes on to say, Alexis de Tocqueville, The greatness of America lies not in being more enlightened than any other nation, but rather in her ability to repair her faults. It's time now, America. Embrace your uniqueness. These are the times that try men's souls. America must now stand up. We must repair our faults. We must secure our borders. We must stop killing the children. We must stop putting a stamp of approval on perversions. We must stand up for God. We must. For these are the men who need to stand for God, and that's every single American. With God, we can repair these faults. Only with God will we bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Do we lack enthusiasm and understanding of the word liberty? Do we weep for liberty which we have lost? Or do we simply not understand the substance and sacrifice for which we were once privileged? Liberty. Webster defines liberty as the state of being free within society from oppressive restrictions imposed by authority on one's life, behavior, or political views. Today we seem to want restrictions. Government micromanaging our lives? But do we realize the cost? Alexander Hamilton once stated, "There is a certain enthusiasm in liberty that makes human nature rise above itself in acts of bravery and heroism." As a republic, we the people must guard the liberty of others. We must continue the enthusiasm that will make men free. Visit csctalkradio.com, where Beth Ann puts enthusiasm and common sense back into American liberty as she brings America home.